morning, comrades. It is Friday, and that means here on Freedom Frenzy, it's Frenzied Friday, where we open the lines, and as long as you're willing to keep a civil tongue, we'll discuss most anything that you want to discuss. And that's kind of interesting because we get a wide array of different topics. Sometimes they relate to things that we've discussed during the week. They are just a barrage of snide remarks that Jenny purportedly likes a bunch. And in case you're wondering what Jenny means, I guess I should start off a little bit by telling you, my name is Jerry DeMars, the tittering person in the background there. That's Jenny Hodges, who has only recently joined me here on the radio show this morning.
I'm sorry, I've been dabbling in lots of activism this morning and totally lost track of time.
Yeah.
I'm stirring up a whole lot of trouble, Jerry.
Well, maybe you'll be able to elaborate on that as we go forward today, dear.
Yes, I will. I'll elaborate. Not right at the moment, though. Are you?
Oh, darn. I was hoping that you would.
Well, I was talking to you, and I will keep the names anonymous because in Georgia, I have the wonderful distinction of ranting and all this about everybody. And so it's hilarious the varied number of people and types of people and backgrounds that make use of my willingness to come out and blast anyone about anything. And so this provides them the opportunity to hide behind my skirts on some level. And I just love playing the role of antagonist. So this is not a sacrifice on any level for me.
But you're sort of like a hired gun now that you don't live in Georgia, aren't you?
Except that no money is transferring. So
okay, so you're an unpaid interloper.
I'm an unpaid interloper, and I'll only fire away with the gun if I am interested in the topic matter. So, you know, praise the Lord that I can mooch off my husband and be completely financially provided for by him, because I don't really have to be a whore to anybody. I can really defend liberty, and nothing excites me more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful. But anyway, I'm working on some stuff with genetically modified organisms, of course. I'm also working on this Georgia Right to Grow bill. I'm about to blast away at the fake pro-life legislation being offered this year. I'm also working with one of my friends who's an editor for the National Civil Rights Review, and he wanted me to do a couple of different stories on everything from the Federal Reserve Bank to prenatal murder in America today and the eugenics movement. So I'm working on that, and I'm also working on something with one of my friends in Nigeria, where we're working on a project to reach the youth through a really exciting program. So I'm just dabbling in lots of little things, as you know I love to do, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the update you get.
Okay, well, I'll try to wheedle some more information out of you as we progress through the program today. Hey, we're going to cut away to our very first commercial break, and when we come back, we'll at least try to kick off Hit and Run News. Don't forget, it's Frenzied Friday, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry.
Okay, we're going to kick off Hit and Run News, and like I said, when we're dashed away to do that commercial break, it's Frenzied Friday, and if you want to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. I want to talk a little bit about our Republican-controlled House of Representatives this morning to kick the Hit and Run News segment off. Apparently, there's a little bit of rebellion going on between the brand new elected representatives, you know, the newbies that have been sent to Congress to straighten things out, and the old guard, and all that is still inside the GOP. So the headline of this story, I think, should be Confronted with Rebellion, GOP Promises $100 Billion in Cuts. And they would have you believe that they've actually been piling budget cuts on top of budget cuts, and House Republican leaders outlined an additional $26 billion in spending reductions yesterday in hopes of placating conservatives. Now, I think it's interesting that we're using the word conservative to identify a particular genre of Republican here, but where they're placating conservatives who rejected an initial draft as being too timid. In other words, it didn't cut enough. Representative Harold Rogers, a Republican of Kentucky, in charge of drafting the legislation, said he had proposed deep but manageable cuts in nearly every area of government. Although no details were immediately available, the move would cut current spending in hundreds of federal programs by only a piddling $60 billion, not the $100 billion as they had promised the American people in that manifesto of theirs, you know, that pledge to America. But by Republican reckoning, and of course, that would include flexible rhetoric and a little bit of word mincing, the new measure would reduce spending by $100 billion below Obama's request for the current fiscal year, a number that they had promised to meet in the Pledge to America, which, as I said, it was their manifesto for this 2010 campaign that's gone by. The numerical magic here enters the picture because, and the actual cuts are less, owing to their assertion that the $100 billion that they had promised to cut was all predicated on the assumption that Obama budget increases would come about, but those were never enacted. So they don't feel as though that $100 billion number that they touted, that the American people took to heart, They don't think it counts anymore. Already, some in the GOP are employing scare tactics regarding any further budget reductions by warning earlier this week that such cuts could lead to layoffs of FBI agents and harm to the nation's traffic control system.
They also
warned of cuts to health research, special education, and Pell Grants for low-income college students. Now, as we're ticking through those things that they're worried about seeing harmed, how many of them are constitutionally valid? Think about that for just a moment.
Pick me.
you in the front row there, lady. What do you think?
None. Zero.
Exactly right. House Speaker Boehner is still saying that they will meet their pledge to America. Imagine that. Adding that the upcoming legislation will send a signal that we're serious about cutting spending here in Washington. But rank-and-file Republicans, many of whom have little hands-on knowledge of the budget and the impact the cuts will have on programs popular with their constituents, insisted on keeping the $100 billion promise, forcing Boehner and the appropriations panel to go back to the drawing board. It's important to do what we said we were going to do, according to Representative Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona. Boehner met with GOP freshmen Thursday afternoon to sell them on the compromise plan, which Republicans expected to unveil sometime this afternoon. This new budget-cutting plan will build upon a partial roster of cuts released Wednesday that targeted school aid, the EPA, and would kill off a high-speed rail program that the Obama administration wanted to significantly expand. Republicans also promised to end federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Family Planning Services. I thought we'd hear some from you on that one. And AmeriCorps. The new promise means...
I'll go ahead and say...
Okay. I feel better. The new promise means closer scrutiny of the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and possibly even veterans accounts that Republicans had hoped to hold out of the budget-cutting process. And it means that the FBI won't get the 4% increase Republicans had also hoped to give it. While health research might actually bear a cut instead of being frozen at $31 billion. Representative Tom Latham, a Republican of Iowa and also a Boehner confidant with responsibility for drafting the transportation and housing budgets from his perch on the Appropriations Committee, promised that a housing program that will continue transfer payments in the form of rent subsidies for the poor by way of rental vouchers will remain in place. Latham worries, however, that House passage of the new tougher version of the measure could spark a prolonged deadlock with the Senate and lead to a series of short-term spending bills that would continue to fund the government at current levels. Passing a measure with smaller cuts may actually have a better chance of becoming law. See, they're already giving you all the apologetics for not doing what they said they would do. Get you to vote Republican. Over to you, dear.
Yeah, exactly. I love asking my Republican friends in Georgia, you know, the Georgia Republicans control everything in the government. So what exactly is our excuse for continuing to radically expand government in the lives of ordinary Georgians? And oh yeah, we have the most liberal abortion law in the nation. And we are number one in the country for child prostitution and sex slavery. But that's okay. Republicans are in charge. So I'm sure they'll turn it around any minute now. My first story is kind of along the lines of things that I've been doing since I got back from Georgia, which is dealing with the Georgia Right to Grow bill and hearing what's going on behind the scenes, because the Georgia Organics is not supporting the bill. They're kind of trying to wheel and deal and negotiate with the Monsanto-funded heads of the agriculture committees in the House and Senate.
To try to cut a deal with Satan, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Cutting a deal with Satan. This is not just happening in the state of Georgia, though. People need to be aware that organic food giants like Whole Foods, Organic Valley, and Stony Field are dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight and are compromising on the issues of GMOs. Some of the nation's largest and most widely known producers and retailers of natural and organic products have decided to push for a compromise with the Monsanto-influenced and controlled U.S. Department of Agriculture on the issue of genetically modified organisms. In the wake of the recent decision by the Obama administration to carelessly deregulate genetically modified alfalfa, Whole Foods Market and several other companies, including Organic Valley and Stony Field, have expressed support for what they call coexistence between organics and GMOs. And it's not just on this GMO alfalfa. I know that Organic Valley has pushed and forced their 1,600 farmers to sign a pledge, a swearing of an oath, in essence, that they will not sell raw milk to local consumers if they are being hired by Organic Valley to provide milk for them. So this is the kind of thing that these whole food type corporations are doing. You have to remember that a corporation is driven by greed, has no body to burn in hell, and no soul to save. So we must be vigilant with these people. On January 20th, go ahead.
I was just saying, I saw a news story this morning. It was talking about the some deputy secretary of the, I guess it's the United States Department of Agriculture, had said that she's going to begin to hammer down the barriers that Europe has erected against American agricultural products because of the amount of genetically modified agriculture produced items that we're trying to export.
That's right. And in fact, some of our food giants that sell genetically modified foods in America, like Kellogg's and others, Nestle, they have non-GMO products that they sell in Europe because Europeans will not buy. They're very picky about their foods. They will not buy food product that has genetically modified ingredients. And so in America, of course, you don't know that Kellogg's uses only genetically modified beet sugar in their products, so you're buying it. Dan and yogurt. Hellman's mayonnaise uses GMO soybean oil. And the, you know, all 90% of soybeans grown in the United States are genetically modified, and you shouldn't be eating soy anyway unless it's fermented. But, you know, check the labels on the processed foods that you're eating because the vast majority of them contain genetically modified ingredients. On January 20th, 2011, Whole Foods issued a public letter on its blog expressing opposition to the deregulation of GM alfalfa over contamination and safety issues that remain unaddressed. But because the USDA refused to properly evaluate the evidence against GM alfalfa and rightfully ban the crop, Whole Foods took what it saw as the next best option and came out in support of a coexistence plan involving partial deregulation. The company argues that partial deregulation will at least place some restrictions on the cultivation and use of GM alfalfa, but will coexistence offer a viable option for preserving the integrity of organic and conventional non-GMO crops and livestock? Absolutely not. They're selling you out, people, and you better draw close with the rod if you want to secure your food supply. This is Freedom Frenzy, and we will be back in a moment.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Folks, we're going to charge ahead with the information dispensing portion of this program today. And as I've said twice now, if you want to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. Well-known investment guru says that silver is set to soar in 2011. Silver promises to become the next big buzzword among investors in 2011 and beyond, according to Eric Sprott, one of the investment industry's most successful experts on precious metals and founder of the Toronto-based investment firm Sprott Asset Management LP, limited partnership. His renowned hedge fund, Sprott Hedge Fund LP is heavily weighted in precious metals and has generated an estimated 23% annualized return over the past decade. That's kind of shooting the lights out owing to the market. Other similarly oriented funds under his stewardship have also been stellar performers in recent years. At any rate, he's now so bullish on silver that he launched a $575 million Sprott Physical Silver Trust last November, and he believes that silver will be the investment of the decade. He went on to offer that he thinks silver could easily get to $50 an ounce this year. This all bodes well for publicly traded companies that are already mining silver, likewise for ones that are developing primary silver deposits and gold deposits with plenty of silver as a byproduct. Sprott says the big catalyst for surging silver prices in the coming years will be exponentially increasing investment demand, which is already beginning to overwhelm existing silver supplies. The mining industry only produces about 800 tons of silver per year. This is a relatively inelastic supply, regardless of silver prices. As household investors are becoming increasingly jittery about the debasement of the United States dollar and other major currencies, they are loading up in record numbers on silver bars, coins, and silver-denominated exchange-traded funds. However, there's a quantum shift in investor demand taking place among the big players in the precious metals markets, and that would include India, which is aiming to increase its imports by about 77 million ounces per year, and then, of course, there's China. And that's really the wild card in this entire scenario. So silver's still a bargain right now, I do believe. And if Mr. Sprott is right, it could easily be near a double by the time Santa Claus comes to visit us again. Back to you, dear.
Wow. Well, I just have a little interesting blurb here. Mubarak resigned today. And
he did not.
This...
Are you sure? Where did you get that? Because he just said yesterday afternoon
he was... has stated that he has resigned.
I'm not so sure of that, because, you know, he made... The people are flipping out over there last night, this morning, because he said he wasn't going to resign. He was going to make them wait until September before he left. And the army has
said... Here's what the headline says. I'll look into it, Jerry, but the headline on Intel Filter for February 11th, 2011 says, update, what a coincidence. Hosni Mubarak resigns on the 32nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, February 11th, 1979. And then it references the February 11th, 1953 date where President Dwight Eisenhower refused a clemency appeal for Ethel and Julius Rosenberg.
Huh.
So I'll look into it a little more thoroughly. But Intel Daily is reporting that Mubarak has resigned.
Wow. Well, to be honest with you, dear, I don't know that I've ever heard of Intel Daily. But, well, here it is.
Really?
Right here on the, yeah, you're right. He has resigned. And he handed the power of the country. You got a big gold star on that one, babe.
Woo!
But he's handed power over to the army. Yeah, it could still get interestinger and interestinger over there, I suspect. But the people that were out in the streets, and what they were about there about 3 weeks, yeah, 3 weeks of rioting and civil disobedience, ousted President Mubarak. That's cool. That is absolutely marvelous, because it's an indication that Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence had it spot on. Okay, I'm excited about that. Do you have any further info?
No, that's all I got. I had no developing info, but I'm feeling pretty good about actually having a news story Jerry didn't know about.
Well, I had looked at the news right before I had logged on to Skype, and this hasn't been up very long.
No, it hasn't.
Okay. Well, that's great. That is great. Bob Dylan would be excited about that too, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Times, they are changing. Well, supporters of Libertarian Republican Ron Paul shouted down former Vice President Dick Cheney at a conservative conference Thursday. That was the CPAC, in a sign of growing policy rift in the American right. Cheney made a surprise appearance on the first day of the 2011 Conservative Political Action Conference to introduce Donald Rumsfeld, the former Bush-era defense secretary, who, believe it or not, was scheduled to receive this year's Defender of the Constitution Award.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
I want to pick up this... I want to pick up this story. As I said before, I had so quickly been pulled away. Is Donald Rumsfeld was being awarded this year's Defender of the Constitution Award at the 2011 CPAC meeting, and of course, you know that didn't sit well with Team Paul. Supporters of Representative Ron Paul, who have long called for an end to the United States' illegal, illegitimate, and unconstitutional foreign wars. And they, I guess, they showed their discontent. One of the hecklers hollered, "Where's Bin Laden?" as Cheney stood at the podium to introduce Rumsfeld. Another called him a draft dodger. And yet another still hollered out, "War criminal," prompting a heated reaction from the crowd. You know, I'm quite frankly a little bit surprised that there was no mention of Cheney's complicity in the events of 9/11 brought to bear in that little heated set to. And it was worthwhile. It was worthwhile. You know, I think the gloves are coming off. You might as well start calling things what they are.
Oh, hey. Jerry, I would love to have been there in order to rant and rave about that whole thing with the war criminal. And it's just so disgusting to give him a Defend the Constitution Award. It's mind-boggling, really, really, really. We just have to remember that the world's insane. All right, well, we're getting the callers stacked up here. Rodney in Illinois, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Oh, I didn't hear the usual beep. Normally when RBN hosts call up their callers, there's a glitch. There's a slight delay in the board ops pushing the buttons or something like that, and we're going, hello, hello, hello. And then finally you guys can hear us, so it's just a heads up for that.
Well, we don't give our producer any advance warning. We can't wave our hand at him and say, you know, or anything like that. So he's basically looking for a verbal cue from us, and that's probably the explanation behind the lag that you're talking about, Rodney.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't even realize that our wonderful producer was having to just wait for our verbal cue. That's how oblivious I am. That's how talent, I surround myself with talent. That way I can be oblivious and inept and be okay. But anyway, Rodney, I'm glad you're here today.
Well, until Manny develops his clairvoyance, he's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, we think
I didn't mean to be critical, just kind of a heads up for everybody. Hey, I was talking to a friend of mine about your show and one time, and this occurred to me after hearing this week's show when the gentleman used some very unflattering adjectives in your direction, Jenny. And the only redeeming value that I can see in that gentleman's call, and maybe there's more than one, is that it tells me that they're listening to your show, and they like the simulation, and so you're doing a great job. And of course, it takes all kinds, and yeah, I'm very happy they're listening. But anyhow, I've talked to a friend of mine and tell him about your show, and he says, "Oh, you mean that Valley Girl?"
That Valley Girl.
Valley Girl. He thought
totally, totally.
Makes me think of that Saturday Night Live. There was a boat.
Anyhow,
shit. Sorry, that would probably be lost on y'all. Y'all are too intellectually highbrow. But anyway,
I don't know what you're talking about, dear.
I know, Jerry. All right.
Well, that aside, on the subject of corporations, I asked my pastor a question. I want to put the same question to you. Now, I understand my pastor, before he entered the ministry, was an attorney. He,
wow, that's a weird change of cloth, isn't it?
He's from the Northeast Baltimore area. He's a John Hopkins graduate, very brave, bright guy. He was also a chemical engineer, and he practiced environmental law. And I forget the company that he worked for. But then he...
Well, that would make somebody come to Jesus if they still had a conscience.
Well, yeah, he told me about a dinner party one time that the conversation kind of got light, and people let their hair down, and they referred to people like me, somebody in the midst of the conversation referred to people like me, middle America, a carpenter, they referred to us as bottom feeders. And my pastor was very disgusted with that. And rightly so, but just kind of, to think that there are people out there that have that attitude, I find very disturbing. I'm just, but anyhow, my question to my pastor was: can a corporation sin against me? And if the can the answer be in the affirmative, without appealing to that which Christ has already condemned, that and that being the traditions of men. Did that make any sense?
I understand where you're going. It's a novel thought. What did he reply?
He hasn't replied yet.
Hmm.
What's your answer?
I hope you share that with us when you do hear, Rodney.
Well,
not that it's a finite and unassailable response that we're expecting, but it would be interesting nonetheless.
To me, talking about sin and responsibility, a corporation operates within a matrix artificially created by civil government, granting them person status under the law, under civil law, not natural law. And so they're skewed civil rights of having person-ness representation while retaining full immunity under the legal confines of a corporate charter would, to me, should be a major red flag in the minds of all of us that this is an ungodly entity in and of itself, that the whole purpose of generating this type of relationship with the civil government and civil law is for the purpose of allowing greed and the love of money and the advance of the corporation to take place without any sort of responsibility. So I would say yes, under natural law, they very much have a responsibility to the individual, and that this false assignment of person status under the law is just that. It's a color of law. It's an infringement on natural law.
Well, let me ask you a question, dear, because I was thinking that in order for one to heap sins upon themselves, one would have to have a soul in order for that to be the case. Now,
and these individuals do have a soul, Jerry.
No, I'm talking about the corporation that has only been granted civil personhood, and it's not a construct that God has anything to do with. And because it has no soul, can it indeed sin?
The individuals should be held accountable. The executive body should definitely be held accountable.
But that's not what Rodney said the question was. Is that correct, Rodney?
Yeah, I think you understood my question, Jerry.
Thank you.
I would say covenantally, it's kind of like, can the body of Christ sin?
I don't
think
so.
Well, yeah, the answer to that is I'd say yes.
Right. So I think corporatively, the corporate nature of the body of Christ would state that the body of Christ can sin. So the corporate nature of a corporation would say that a corporation can sin. But that's how it would come out in my mind.
Well, let me give you the real life issue that brings this question to my mind, and I'm looking for answers. I'm a carpenter. I did some work for a corporation that I discovered too late. But the owners were very proud of their Christian status. You know, I'm a great Christian. You know, I love Jesus. Blah blah blah. It was a man and his two sons. One of the sons is a elder in a PCA church, but yet they filed bankruptcy and cheated me out of $55,000.
Wow.
Now,
that's a heavy hit.
Whoa!
That's a lot of carpentry work, too, isn't it?
It wasn't all labor. I mean, it was some labor, a lot of material that I had to eat that didn't taste very good. Now, you understand my question. Did the corporation steal from me, or did this man who still enjoys his reputation as an elder in good standing in the PCA church sin against me, steal from me? And the reason I couched my question with, give me an answer relative to whether you have to appeal to traditions of men, you know, the whole corporate civil matter that we were discussing.
Did you hear my question, Rodney?
I'm sorry, no.
Who technically did you have the contract with?
It was verbal.
But who?
I never talked to a corporation. I never signed contracts. We just had a good relationship. I went entirely on their testimony as good people and upstanding. And
I understand. I've had people go bankrupt on me. Okay. I'm just wondering, in your own mind, who you would have rendered, or if in fact you did render the invoice to, did you render it to the individual, or did you render it to the corporation?
Well, I scribbled such and such construction company, and apparently I invoiced the company.
Okay. So you never actually had an initial claim against the individual?
No, not in the technical sense. No, but the fact is, corporations.
Well, that's the whole purpose, really, behind the corporate veil is limited liability.
Yeah, and so they could cheat people and get away with it, and then start up another company and do it all over again.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of larcenous people out there doing that.
Yeah, a lot of them are claim elected official status.
And there's actually a fleet of attorneys out there that will work with people to do exactly what you're talking about doing, because I've seen it I've seen it happen. It happened. I got involved with a customer. They got into us for probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about $18,000, and we had to eat most of that. And it actually had my company on the verge of going bankrupt itself. And if I hadn't done some rather serious and meaningful wheeling and dealing, we probably would have, because I was sweating bullets there for about a month straight.
But, okay, well, yeah. Jenny, you're familiar with PCA judicial process. Do I have a claim against the individual, or are they going to hide me? Is the church going to support the corporate veil?
Well, the church, of course, is going to support the corporate veil, absolutely. Do you have, but color of law and law are two different things. So through color of law, they will support the corporate veil, but I would say you should pursue it, absolutely, and at least make public the sum of their failures in their responsibilities within the body of Christ.
Well, that's something I've been ruminating on. Is you know, I can't get any relief in the civil system, but I would like to use this as a case to force the hand and expose the corporate status of the church itself.
Well, there actually is a way to pierce the corporate veil, Rodney. You have to be able to. They have to keep up with certain requirements in order to keep that corporate veil intact. And if they haven't dotted every I and crossed every T, that corporate veil becomes penetratable. And these are all matters of public record. And it's something that you could call into court. And if you can, you know, it's either a duck or it isn't. And if it isn't a duck, then the people behind what used to be a duck or used to appear like a duck are personally liable to you. And that's another avenue that you might proceed down.
Yeah, it's been on the back burner for a long time. But I don't think there's, in my mind, there's no statute of limitations as far as...
indebtedness, I don't think so.
And but anyhow, apparently they've done this before, you know, and of course, you know, they don't have any assets in their personal name. So even if I got a judgment in the civil,
well, it sounds like that this is a regular process for them. Then that might be something that you would want to bring up with your church elders as well. Is there actually setting out to both deceive and abuse people that they do business with? That's hardly a Christian ethic. And it looks as though, you know, if it happened as a matter of something that they hadn't predisposed themselves to accomplish, that I think that would be a different matter. But it looks as though this is SOP for these folks. And if it is, as you've indicated, then, boy, I would call their entire character into question.
Well, yeah.
Also, Rodney, I think it's important to find out how the mechanism works, even if for no other reason, I think you should pursue it, because a lot of times the individuals who hold posts and operate under certain codes, they don't even understand the code in which they operate. And it will be a very good opportunity to perhaps find more weak places in a system you are already suspect of.
Are you talking about the church here, dear?
Yeah, I'm talking about the PCA.
Okay.
I'm not currently a member of the PCA, and I'm not going to become a member of the PCA because I am not in a place where I can in good conscience take the vows of church membership. I suspect of some of the structuring mechanisms, but I think, Rodney, you really have a very good opportunity, and you're the perfect person to push forward with this.
Well, here's the problem. I mentioned this to you once before. At least at this point, my understanding is I cannot bring a charge. I have to find an elder in the PCA to represent me. And, finding an elder who is not biased towards the corporate nature of things, because, you know, they're all bought into it by the 501c3, just, you know, for starters. Where can I find, you know, where can I find an honest elder?
Well, sound like you
there
got some interviewing to do.
There might be a way around that. It's definitely worth mulling over. We do have to cut away to a break, Rodney, so hang on just a moment. This is Freedom Frenzy. We will be right back.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, folks, we're back. Rodney, I think we've got each of us, Jenny and I, have a little bit of advice. And I'd kind of like to go first because she's going to give you the more biblically correct thing that I think you ought to at least leave with. Were I in your shoes, sir, and knowing that there's some fights that you have to get into, knowing on the front end that it's very, very likely you're going to lose, but also knowing that just the simple fact that you can give the opponent in that losing battle a bloody nose or a fat lip in the process, that's a Pyrrhic victory. I would suggest that might ameliorate some of the pain and suffering that you're experiencing. And I know it would probably put at least a smirk on your face in the doing, because it would for me. Now, that may sound vindictive, but you know, when people abuse you, I think that they've demonstrated that they're not your brother. And if they're not your brother, then the certain amount of respect and propriety that Scripture would indicate that you owe your brother has been excluded from this situation. Now, I'll let Jenny go.
Yeah, with brothers like that, who needs enemies?
Yeah, exactly. Dear God, I'll worry about my enemies. Just protect me from my friends. Okay, well, Rodney, I would reference you to the passage in Numbers where the daughters of Zelophehad came forward because the five daughters, their father dies, and he died in the wilderness. He was a Manassite. And the daughters were going to lose their property. But they came to Moses and explained that Zelophehad was not in the company of Korah, who had rebelled against Moses. Their father had not died for any cause that doomed their family or their inheritance. And they declared to Moses they were clearly entitled to what their father had left. Now, this was an interesting time because the law did not allow necessarily for the inheritance to pass to women. And the daughters declared their case, and in Numbers 27:4 it says, "Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he hath no son. Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." So in order to be fair in settling the daughter's case, Moses went before God and was told, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them." And so Moses wrote a new law, which stated, "If a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter," Numbers 27:8. So I would tell you that you should bring up this in terms of having standing amongst the session. A lot of times session meetings are open to the congregation, men and women, and there might be opportunity to vocalize this assertion. And this particular case might be an opportunity to expand the code under which the PCA session operates to allow for these types of biblical responses to theft under the allowances of civil law, which is created to show mercy and is a complete distortion of true justice. That would be my response.
And particularly, I would amplify because it seems to be premeditated.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you guys for that very much. And Jerry, in response to whether or not I would do anything from a vindictive point of view, if I would lose, what I
go
think
quick.
I would
go
be
quick.
Doing
we're
would
hitting,
be
we're coming hard on a break here.
Okay.
We're going to have to cut away. We'll be right back.
And we'll have to have the last word, and then we're going to move on to our other callers. This is Freedom Frenzy. Stay tuned.
The next round.